Let's talk reintroductions. Reintroductions can be a scary and confusing process and a little bit overwhelming. So I want to make sure over these next few videos that we clear all of this up and that you feel very confident going into reintroductions. So the first thing is, are you ready to reintroduce foods? It's tempting to want to reintroduce your favorite foods right away just because you've hit a certain timeline, 30, 60 days, whatever it is, but I caution you not to do that and rather go by the way you feel. You really need to have measurable improvement on your symptoms. Things like less of your autoimmune symptoms, better sleep, less pain, more mental clarity, all of these things. So if you did write a symptom list in the very beginning when you first started, like I recommend, you can go back to that. And if you've crossed off a good majority of those, or like a good chunk of them, then you might be ready for reintroductions. Time will tell as you start to do the reintroductions on whether or not you really should continue or not, though. And it is also very tempting to just stay on the elimination portion for a while. If you're watching this in the beginning before you've really started AIP, you may not understand this phenomenon, but if you've been doing AIP for a while, you may really be familiar with this because you've been doing this strict diet for a while, you feel great, and you're kind of like, if I add something back in, I might experience those symptoms again, or I have it down now. I feel good. I feel like I've mastered this AIP diet thing, and if I enter in reintroductions, then it's gonna completely screw that all up. So just forget all of that though, because it's kind of important to be able to reintroduce foods. It makes your life easier. You can add more convenience kind of items. Going out and having meals with families and everybody is so much easier at that point. And really over the long term, it's better to be on a less restrictive diet than a more restrictive one. If you notice that you experience a lot of reactions to foods as you reintroduce them, then maybe you want to tighten it back up. But if you don't, then why not add all of these nutritious, nutrient-dense kind of foods back into your diet? That will help you and make your life just easier. For some of you, you may have been on this diet for 90 days or longer. And if you have and you are still pretty much where you started or not measurable enough improvement, that's when we should start troubleshooting. And I will have a separate troubleshooting video later on this that you can go check out and find out the things that you may want to look at. But these are going to be things like parasites, infections, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, like gut imbalances, and just, you know, maybe like your autoimmune disease needs a different kind of medication, like your Hashimoto's, for example. You may have completely blown through the dosage that you're at and you need to be lessened or increased or whatever it is. There are things that you can work and that'll be all covered in the troubleshooting video. But the important thing is, you know you're ready if you have made measurable improvement while on the elimination phase of AIP.